Something which I find hilarious is that because I am a British person, I am constantly called a colonizer by Zionists. They say to me, how dare you call Israel a settler colony after what your own country did? But literally part of what Britain did was create the settler colonial state of Israel and screw over the Palestinian people. That's part of our colonial legacy. Britain's role in the last century of horror that was inflicted on the Palestinian people cannot be overstated. I mean, without us, Zionism would have failed, because David Ben-Gurion, Israel's first prime minister, was trying to lobby in New York prior to the Balfour Declaration, and he could barely get 100 Jewish people to sign up to go to Palestine, but after it was signed, almost instantaneously, nearly 1,000 Jewish people were pledging everything to go to Palestine. And this is because they realized, with the support of an imperial power, they were going to get what they wanted. And then, from the very early period, Britain appointed Zionists to the highest positions in Palestine. For example, Herbert Samuel. Herbert Samuel was the first High Commissioner of Palestine in 1920, and he himself was a Jewish person who was openly Zionist, and he used his powers to allow Jewish immigration and to lay the groundwork for a state. It's all over the academic literature.